Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Setting the scene,
because it is Father's Day this week. And as we know, fathers in the Illawarra, we can be the coolest people on the planet, but at the same time, we can be the daggiest people on the planet. It's just a fact.
It's very true. I feel like it's almost like the moment that that child is born, dads lose all their sense of hilariousness. Oh. They think they're funny, but they, you know what I mean? Like, my husband, like Milko, it was started telling dad jokes from the moment Lulu was born, and they have not stopped. It's like you just morph.
The thing is, we're just amazing people, dads. There's just no doubt in that. And if a dad joke, a bad dad joke every now and then is the price that people have to pay for that amazingness, well, it's a small price to pay.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
The other night, Jarvis was off to bed. My oldest son, he's nearly 17, and I said, don't let the bed bugs bite. You know, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And I went, oh my God. Did I say that to my 17-year-old son? My poor, unfortunate 17-year-old son. Don't let the bed bugs bite, Jarvis.
And he's like, I'm not in preschool, Dad.
Well, it inspired me to create a list of dadisms. That's what they're called, dadisms. Okay, so for all the dads in the Illawarra, watch out, because if you're saying any of these things, you need to take a good long hard look at yourself. Okay. All right.
Okay, go. What have we got?
All right. First of all, in 10th position, all right, are you working hard or hardly working?
Oh, God.
Oh, I hate it. I hate that one. Oh, okay. Next one, in 9th position. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh,
jeez.
Hello,
Dad.
Captain Obvious.
Oh, you know. All right, in 8th position. When I was your age.
Yeah.
Oh, these are dads. Dads, we say this. Okay, what about this in 7th position? I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Oh, yes.
And you laugh. You go, oh, I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes. Oh, so funny.
just checking my whole eyelids for holes.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Obviously, the famous one, roll up the windows. I think something's on fire outside. Famous dad move.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then you do a Dutchie in the car, gas out the kids.
You drop a back nasty in the car. We've all been there. We've all done it. Even mothers have done it, so
I don't know about that.
Mothers have done it. They just pretend they haven't done it, okay?
we don't give any warning to get anyone to roll up the window.
just... Silent and violent.
That's right. And then you blame it on the baby. Oh, Henry!
That's it. All right, in 5th position. If you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I hate
that. Oh, that whole thing
that.
Of like, yeah, did they jump off a cliff, would you follow them?
Come on, dads. True. Jeez, okay. A little hard work never hurt anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Dads. Okay. We're down to the last, must be three, okay. Don't spend it all in one place. All right, this is when you give your kids like $3. Yeah. Don't spend it all in one place.
Don't spend it all at once, too. I love that one.
And then the kids are like, I won't get anything with this. Not in this day and age,
no,
Dad.
That's right.
Maybe when you were born.
Yeah, I'll buy myself one boiled lolly with that.
Kiki always says, in the olden days,
that's
for
right.
when I was born.
Yeah, yeah.
In the olden days.
I get the same thing. One of my kids asked me if they had electricity when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is a sign. Okay, in the final two positions, okay, they're probably the most crucial ones that you can ever say in 2, ask your mother. All right, very, very important.
That's a dad catchphrase if I've ever heard one.
Well, no, the number one position is don't tell your mother. Yes. Oh, how many times have I said
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Happy Father's Day, everyone.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
So yesterday,
tell Uncle Damien.
Yesterday.
I'm all ears.
Yesterday morning, all right, we had a little chat to Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors
of course,
to talk about Red Hot Summer Tour, which was great. Very excited. Until the end of the conversation when this happened. Oh, Mark, okay. Thanks so much for the chat, mate.
Thanks, Damien. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
Right.
Where's thanks, Jade? I feel like
he just said thanks.
Oh no, was I not in the interview as well? Yeah. So it's like I wasn't even there. Yeah. Okay,
play it again. I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, Mark, okay. Thanks so much for the chat, mate.
Thanks, Damien. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
All right.
There you go. All right.
And I'm the one who said thank you to him, and then I said thanks again, but he still did not say thanks, Jake.
It's all down to who made the biggest impact in that interview, and apparently it was me.
All right, so that happened yesterday morning. Then after we finished work, I went to Stockland Shell Harbour, did a little bit of a grocery shop at Coles, and the checkout chick that I went to, lovely lady, her name was Colleen.
Colleen, name, Irish name.
Yes, so she was having a bit of a chat to the people beforehand, and I thought, oh God, I've got the wrong. Trust me to get the aisle with the lady who's having a reunion with some friends, and I'm in a rush, and la la la. But then when it came to be my turn, I was pleasantly surprised. She was just super duper friendly.
Nice lady.
Yeah, that's like, she's like, oh, okay, hi. Good. She goes, and she said, what's your name? And I was like, oh, Jade. And she goes, oh, yeah. And she goes, oh, so, you know, what do you do? What do you do? And I said, I'm in radio. And she goes, oh, all right. I said, oh, yeah, I work at Wave FM. And she goes, oh. And I said, I'm on the breakfast show. And she goes, oh. Is that with Damien? And I said, yes, I'm Jade. Jade and Damien. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I love Damien. I went to his concert when he was at Anita's Theatre. It was the Roy Orbison thing, and my husband loves Roy Orbison. And can you tell Damien that Colleen said hi?
Oh, Colleen. Oh, Colleen, you little tease.
But she did not get excited about the fact that I was there. Ah. She just wanted me to pass on. So Colleen says, hi, Damien, and she loves you. So just wanted to pass that on. So
well, Colleen, that's wonderful. Jade, this must be so hard on you.
Can I just say, 15 years, Damien. 15 years I've been on air here at Wave FM in one form or another. 15 years of my life I've dedicated to the community. Yeah. And you swat on in here and you're here for a year and a half, and all of a sudden, oh, it's Damien. I love Damien. Mark Seymour didn't even acknowledge me. It was like I wasn't even here.
He didn't know you were there. It was like he actually thought we sounded the same.
So. We were like one person.
We were one person.
It's Damien and she who shall not be named.
And the mystery woman from the Illawarra.
That's right. So anyway, I just had to...
You're bitter and twisted right now.
Yeah,
right?
I really am. I'm like Kathy Bates.
Well, you know, there's an old saying to say, and they say, it sucks to be you.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien.
Worldwide.
All right. Couple of weird stories for you. Let's kick things off with, I have started wearing a leather thong to meetings and I find it oddly helpful. That is the headline of a story in The Guardian today.
Wow.
A man wearing a leather
thong. Oh, so it's a man.
it's a man.
Oh. I mean, that's interesting.
He finds that a leather thong just kind of gets him into a certain sort of zone when he's in a meeting.
What kind of meeting is it?
It's just in a normal workplace like Wave FM.
Oh, really? I wonder who at work's wearing a leather thong today. I would go up to everyone at work. Are you wearing a leather thong? You're looking a bit down. What kind of underwear are you wearing? Those Y fronts, they won't cut it. Leather thong it up.
Leather thong it. Who do you reckon in our building would be wearing? Barry, our boss. He's a leather thong man, isn't he?
Oh.
I could see him as a leather thong man. You can
say that. I'm not agreed.
You can spot a leather thong man.
They don't call him Basil Matas.
I know why you disagree with me, because he'd be wearing a leather thong that's bejazzled.
It's bebazzled.
Bebazzled, I love it. Okay. All right, Barry, if you're listening to us, we know the truth. Okay. A six-year-old regularly given Smirnoff ice to help him to go to sleep at night. A father has been arrested because he likes to give his kids Smirnoff ice to get them to bed every night.
Wow. I'd like to give myself Smirnoff ice to get to bed, but...
The kids are getting Smirnoff ice.
I remember back in the day, parents, like, they used to give you brandy.
And wasn't it delicious? We all did it. I had a sore toothache. Put some brandy on it.
And then we wonder why we've got drinking problems.
your stomach is a bit sick. Give me some brandy. It was brandy for everything.
That's right. Just alcohol. Just smash it all out.
Speaking of drugs and the likes, Ozzy Osbourne swore off taking acid after he talked to a horse for an hour.
Yeah. I did read this story the other day.
Yes.
At the time when you know that maybe the drugs can hurt.
It's the turning point in your life when you go, I've talked to this horse for 1 hour.
That's right. And I'm not in an episode of Mr. Ed.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with a fourth story today. I'm breaking all the rules
tonight.
Yeah, okay. A gang of turkeys attacks a man, breaking both his hips and a finger.
What? Turkeys? They get their own back.
I shouldn't laugh at that. I mean, but it's just...
Well, that's called karma after how many years of Thanksgiving?
Get his hips.
Oh, my God. I feel a new B-grade horror flick coming on.
Well,
the turkeys.
There's turkeys on the plane. Samuel L. Jackson. Get rid of these turkeys on the plane.
We've got a role for you, Samuel. The Academy Awards coming your way.
Worldwide weird.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
On 96.5 Wave FM, this is Jade and Damien's Thebo Ping Pong.
Andy?
Yes.
Is that you? Is that your voice?
No, mate. No, that's not me.
Can you do it again for us? Go on. Go on.
On 96.5 Wave FM.
Is that how you do it? Oh, I wonder. Okay.
And then slow it down just a little bit. Scary. I really do need to fix those intros.
No,
sounds good. I like it.
It's good.
Okay, so how it works is I throw topics at you and you come up with different names for the different things for the topic that I give you.
That's right.
Back and forth, right?
That's right. And you've got to say like brands of cars and we've got to go from one to the other, one to the other.
Mm.
And you're out if you repeat yourself, you take too long, you say something that's not right.
That's right.
Although Damien does that all the time and just pretends okay, that it is right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we're ready to play. First topic, and Damien will kick off with you, I think, mate.
Really?
Nice. Roast meats.
Roast meat?
Yeah.
Roast beef.
Roast pork.
Roast chicken.
Roast lamb.
We've run out. Roast turkey.
Roast duck.
Roast pigeon.
Roast pheasant.
Roast periwinkle. What? People roast periwinkles.
I don't even know what periwinkle is.
No, I think it's like a pippy, but you usually don't roast them. Okay. You usually like put it in a pot.
Look, I'm not real good at these topic lists.
No one expected the roast meat one. But. All right, I lose that one.
Okay, that one's over to Jade. Here we go. Jade, kick it off with you this time around. Different types of dogs.
Oh, yeah. Shih Tzus.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. St. Bernard.
German Shepherd.
Collie.
Moodle.
Poodle.
Spoodle.
Labradoodle.
Cravoodle.
An Alsatian.
Bulldog.
Husky.
Staffy.
French Bulldog.
A Doberman.
Sausage Dog.
A Springer Spaniel. Spaniel.
Maltese Terrier.
Maltese Poodle.
Terrier.
Well, I said Maltese Poodle.
Oh, no, I said Terrier.
You're solo terrier. Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
A St. Bernard, did we say?
I think we have said St. Bernard, yeah.
Oh, there you go, yes. Good punch.
All right, let's play Double or Nothing.
Final one, man. Okay. This game can go on for a while, can't it? I really have to think through these topics.
No, they're
time.
Good, they're good.
Okay, here we go. Damien, kicking off with you. Different types of kids' games.
Monopoly.
Oh, Game of Life.
Tiddlywinks.
Twister.
Chess.
Guess Who.
Drafts.
Dominoes.
Hide and Seek.
I like that. Skipping.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Elastics.
Risk.
Trouble.
Uno.
Scattergrees.
Pictionary.
Game of Knowledge.
Children's Pursuit.
Oh, that was a good one. The hippo one.
Oh, no. That's not going to do it.
The hippo one's good.
No,
Hungry Hippo.
No.
Hungry Hippo.
No, but you call it the hippo one.
Yeah, then I said Hungry Hippo.
That's not what it's called on the box.
Oh, then I said Hungry Hippo.
We got it.
Jenga.
Okay, that's fair.
Connect Four.
Hang on. Don't keep coming
you're
in.
You're taking too long.
Mahjong.
Yeah, see you later.
No.
Drafts, checkers.
Now listen, there's not a kid.
Chess.
There's not a kid on the planet that's playing Mahjong.
Mahjong.
No one's playing drafts.
My cousin
either.
Not unless
the kid's over 60.
Hey,
Mahjong, my cousin and her family play it. I know they probably need to get out more, and Jambrew obviously
Mahjong,
has a bunch going on.
This morning's winner is Damien. Well done,
Damien.
Not Damien.
I won two.
We went Double or Nothing.
No, you said Double or Nothing. I never agreed.
Come on, Jay.
I lost count anyway.
Don't be a sore loser.
Doesn't matter. Just having some fun in the morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train.
Woo!
Topic train. Now, my understanding from my notes from the Big D, Dino, is that I give you some topics of current stuff that's happening.
Yep.
And we talk about it. You give us your bits on it. Okay. So some big concert news yesterday. Obviously, Wave FM is bringing Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning and more to Red Hot Summer in Bury.
Yes.
We can't wait for that.
Yeah. It's gonna be- Can I just do a quick little side note? May have some tickets to give away later this morning.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Hey, I want to ask you, what is the best concert you've ever been to?
Like the most memorable concert?
Yeah.
For me, I've been to a few, but Splendour in the Grass was big for me up at Byron Bay. And I actually went there and I took Alani, my daughter, she was 3 at the time, and I took her to some of the weekend. I didn't take her to all of it, but some of the day stuff, because my friends who live in Byron, they say it's actually really a family event. But oh, it was so good. Listening to all the music, I discovered some. That's where I discovered the Hello, the Cat Empire.
Oh, yeah, very good.
They'd just come out then, and it was just an awesome, awesome weekend. And my late brother, it was one of the last weekends that I spent with him because we all stayed in the same house. So very, very memorable, and I'll treasure those memories forever.
Damien.
Very good. For me, it was probably Slane Castle in Ireland, a massive open air thing, kind of like Splendour. Look at, thousands and thousands of people. Neil Young, Pearl Jam, Four Non Blondes.
Wow, what a lineup.
Yeah, it was a great lineup. So that was probably top. And then second line, it's obviously one of my own concerts because sometimes I'm on stage and I go, I wish I was an audience member watching this.
Damien Leith at Anita Cedar this September, September 17. Get your tickets now, people.
The joy that people must feel when they're at one of my shows, I'll never know it.
Well, that's right. But you've written it on a tea towel, though, which they can purchase.
That's right. So
moving
right along.
Look, Kyle Sanderlands and Jackie O, they're on here at Wave Nights.
That's right, they are.
Now, Kyle, the other day, talking about becoming uncomfortable, Shaquille O'Neal was in the studio and he started to get flirty with Jackie O.
Oh, nice. The big Shaq.
Yeah.
Hey. That's okay. Did Kyle feel like the third wheel, did he?
He's a big third wheel.
I know.
Don't tell him I said that on the radio.
He's part of this network.
Yeah, what am I doing? Hey, I want to know, because you guys have interviewed some famous people, has anybody ever come on to you?
It happens to me all the time. I mean,
we have a big stick in this studio, just to beat them off.
The amount of people that come in here.
I was hoping that Pete Murray would come on to me when we interviewed him once. That didn't happen.
No?
Robert Mills. You know Robbie Mills?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We had an interview in studio with him once, and then he invited me to his show and, gave me his number and said, let me know when you're coming up and I'll get you come backstage and you can have a little tour.
Oh,
never called him.
Wow, you and Rob Mills.
Talk about an A-lister. Move over Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when we do meet and greets and things like this, this is going back quite a while. People would hand me little notes with their number, their hotel and things like that.
How rock and roll.
Yeah. Rock and roll. But other than that, no. I mean, Bernard Fanning, I felt like he was kind of hitting on me yesterday. Did you get that sense? There was something about our conversation.
No, I really didn't. I felt no. No.
No, you didn't get a vibe?
But I felt like that, that the other guy that we spoke to.
Mark Seymour.
He only said goodbye to you. It was like I wasn't in the room. I felt like he might have had a little bit of a demo crush.
Well, see, it's not unexpected. There you go.
He's only human.
He is only human. Superhuman.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.